She calls him a backstabber and a sellout. He says she broke her word. There have been tears and recriminations as One Nation airs its dirty laundry in public again, with the New South Wales Senator Brian Burston's future in the party looking all but over. Political reporter Tom Iggledon prepared this report.
Brian stabbed me in the back, and that goes back a long time ago.
Fighting back tears, Pauline Hanson's accusing Brian Burston of betrayal.
It means so much to me what I'm trying to do. And for him to turn around and do this to me, Ben, it's hard.
Speaking on Sky News, the One Nation leader lumped her longtime friend in with other One Nation senators whose membership in the party came to a sticky end.
It's the same with Rod Cullerton, it was the same with Fraser Anning. They haven't got the intestinal fortitude, it's all about themselves. Self-serving. Well, I don't want people like that.
It's certainly not something that's normal behaviour for her. Mystified as to why she has reacted in such a way.
That's Brian Burston, who says she's to blame for the falling out.
The backstabbing issue is probably not telling her that I've been interviewed by the media. I might say that she never tells me when she's interviewed by the media, and I'm reading One Nation policy on the run in the Australian newspaper.
You're talking about tax policy there.
Any policy.
Differences over the government's plans to cut company tax brought long simmering tensions to a head. Pauline Hanson backflipped on her support for the tax cuts 2 weeks ago.
I was misled by the government and a lot of these things. I don't believe they were going to implement them and do what they told me.
Matthias Cormann presented the deal in writing to us. It was signed off by the Prime Minister.
Senator Burston says he suspects political motives are behind the change of heart.
She may have changed her mind because of the by-elections that One Nation are contesting in Queensland.
And he says he'll be sticking with the deal One Nation made with the government.
My father said, your word is your bond, and I live by that principle.
She, meanwhile, is accusing him of trying to defect to the Shooters, Fishers and Farmers Party.
You know what they told him? We don't want you because we don't trust you.
New South Wales Shooters and Fishers MLC Robert Borsak is backing Pauline Hanson's accusation.
We had an approach through our state director that he wanted to meet with us to talk about potentially joining our party.
And will you be accepting that approach?
No, we refused to meet with him.
There's no way I would ever join the Shooters Party. They rate very lowly in the polls.
So at no stage, just to get this clear, have you reached out to anyone from that party to suggest you might join them?
No, absolutely not.
But it appears he has been thinking of life post One Nation. Last week, he had dinner with Liberal Democrat Senator David Lionhelm.
It was really just running up ideas to see what I thought of them. One of them involved doing some sort of party or alliance or whatever involving me and a few other senators.
I jokingly said that perhaps we would form a party incorporating Liberal Democrats, the Australian Conservatives and so on. But I looked at him and I said, oh, yeah, I guess that wouldn't work. So it was tongue-in-cheek.
That's One Nation Senator, for now at least, Brian Burston, ending Tom Iggledon's report.